Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Chagiga Daf Dalet. We are starting Gimel Beis by 3 lines off at the bottom of the word Tani. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing the Asur Iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. And we're going to add on another carbon, which is called the Shalmei Simcha. That's regarding the Chiyuv that everyone has to be Mesameach on Yom Tov with meat. And this is throughout all of Yom Tov. So the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a Braisa. Yashbur Iyah Mashim Chagiga, but Chagiga Mashim Bur Iyah. There's something unique to the Asur Iyah that's not by Chagiga, and something unique to the Chagiga that's not by Iyah. What is that? Shari Iyah, Kul Lagvaya Mashim Kim Chagiga. The carbon Iyah is all for Hashem. It's a carbon oilah. It's not the case by Chagiga, which is a shlamim that's eaten by the owner. And down on Rafa on top, Chagiga neheges lefnei dibur la'achar dibur mashenkin bir Iyah. Carbon Chagiga was before the dibur and after the dibur, but not so by Iyah, namely by Matan Torah. Beforehand, it says that the Nari B'nai Yisrael brought up oilahs v'yizbichu zvachim shlamim. So we see the shlamim were brought before Matan Torah as opposed to oilahs. Ask the Gemara, Chagiga neheges lefnei dibur? What only Chagiga was before the dibur? The very same pasuk says vayalu oilahs, that they also brought up oilahs. So actually, carbon oil and shlamim are the same. So the Gemara clarifies, really what we mean to say is lashon chagiga neheges lefnei adibor, the lashon of chagiga that was used before Matan Torah, as Pasuk says, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, shal chasami v'yachoygu liba midbar, lashon of v'yachoygu is chagiga. Now we bring this third carbon into the discussion, ubesimcha, mashenkin mishnehen, there's something unique by simcha, which as we had said, is the shalmi simcha, these carbons that one brings just to have meat on Yom Tov, that's different than the other two. Why is that? Shasimcha neheges ben bedavar shu mishaloi, ben bedavar shu mishalach. This simcha is both by things that are his and even that are not his, meaning he could be yotzei his chiv of simcha of eating meat, even with somebody else's carbon, and also something that's darach is with this, and even something that's not, it's darach. In other words, one's even allowed to use money of meiser sheni to buy animals that are going to be used for shalmei simcha, the elu, but these, meaning oilas re'iyah and shalmei chagiga, ainu noigin el mishaloi, they're only allowed to be from his, it has to be his own carbonus, ubovan midavar shedarkel chayin, also something that its norm is for that, meaning he's not allowed to use money of Maestro Sheni for his other Sri'i and Shemach Hagiga. Now, Rabbi Yisrael asks as follows, V'lomalina and Amrin, why don't we also say another difference, that Kol Shu Chai Bur'iya Chai B'Simcha, anyone who's Chai in other Sri'i is Chai in Shalmei Simcha, whereas V'yeshu Chai B'Simcha V'enei Chai Bur'iya, there are those that are Chai in Simcha that are not Chai in Ri'iya, namely, Nashim Chayavis B'Simcha V'enei Chayavis Bur'iya, women are Chai in Simcha, but they're not Chai in Ri'iya. Why was that not mentioned? And we don't have an answer to that. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he says, V'samachta, when the Pasuk says, you shall rejoice, and that tells us that we should rejoice with meat, Mekiloin, that's even from Mekiloin, meaning from the store, kind of like the word makoiles or makolet as we have nowadays, meaning you could even buy meat from the store to be a chiv of simcha. However, Rablazer says, Namar kan simcha, it says over here simcha, v'samacht b'chagecha, v'namar la'alon simcha, it says over there simcha, namely by Hargiz ben Har-Evel, it says, v'savacht shlomim v'chalt sham v'samacht l'fnei Hashem alekecha. What do we learn from there? Ma simcha, m'ru la'alon shlomim, afkan shlomim, just like over there, the second pasuk is referring to carbon shlomim specifically, so it's over here, by shalmei simcha, it has to be shlomim and not just regular meat from the makolet. In regards to Israel and Shalmei Chagiga, we had a machlokes b'sham b'seilel, how much each of these animals have to cost, and that means that according to both of them, there's at least a minimum shear. But what about the Shalmei Simcha? So Rav Chana achal pashut kol sheva, Rav Chana, he would pashut all 7 days, which means there isn't a specific amount that the Shalmei Simcha have to cost. Now, in regards to this amount that b'seilel had said, the Israel and Shalmei Chagiga have to cost, namely Israel is one ma'a, Chagiga is two ma'a. So Rav Yechon says, ma'a kasef, ushte kasef, dvar taira. These amounts for the us Re'iyah and Shem Chagiga, those are Midai Raisa. However, Tana Rabbi Yosef, Kumi Rabbi Yechanan, Re'iyah Kol Shehi, really Midai Raisa, the Oilus Re'iyah, is just a Kol Shehu. It can cost even the smallest amount, whereas a Chacham Mehim Sha'amru Ma Kesav Shtei Kesav. It's a Chachamim who said that the Oilus Re'iyah has to cost one, and the Shem Chagiga have to cost two. Now will he respond to him, V'yash Kein Zu, do we ever have such a thing that there's no official shear, and the Chachamim come along and give a shear to it? So Rabbi Yain right away responds to this, V'chol Shiurim, Lo Chacham Mehim Shenasnu, in regards to all Shiurim, wasn't it the Chachamim who said that that's what the shear is? Kizayis min ames, kizayis min anavela, uchadasha min asheretz. These are all shirim regarding Toma, and we see very clearly that these shirim were given to us by the Rabbanon. So what type of question is Rabbi Yochanan asking? As we clarify, he's really only asking on that which Rabbi Shaya said. The Tana Rabbi Shaya teaches as follows. The Pasuk says, lo yiro panai rekom, do not come see my face empty-handed, which means that a person has to come to the Beis HaMikdash with something. And that tells us afilu kol shehu, even the smallest amount. Because if I say, don't come empty-handed, it's implicit that as long as you're not empty-handed, even if you come with something very small, that's perfectly fine. So midai raisa, we see the oilus re'iyah only has to cost a kol shehu a tiny amount. Whereas chachamim meim sha'amru ma kesav shtei kesef, the chachamim said it's a minimum one and two. And the kasha, so here's the question, mindu samach lo dvar tairah, since the whole fact that we have a shear is being based off of a pasuk, the problem with that is who amar chachamim meim sha'amru ma kesav shtei kesef, he's saying the chachamim are the ones that said one or two kesef. If the Torah clearly is telling us that it could just be a kol shehu, so how could the chachamim come along and tell us us that it's a minimum of one or two kasef. So Gemara answers on Rabbi Yisrael Bon, Rabbi Yochanan Kedaiti, Rabbi Yishai Kedaiti. It's not a stira. We Rabbi Yochanan going l'shita soy, and Rabbi Yishai going l'shita soy. Rabbi Yochanan Kedaiti, Rabbi Yochanan l'shita soy. Rabbi Yochanan do on Rabbi Yochanan says Kol Shiur Malachol Meshmi Sinai, that all shiurim are really Halachol Meshmi Sinai. So have a do Amar. He's the one that says Ma kasef shtei kasef dvar tayra. That this minimum shiur of Eilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chakiga that have to be one and two kasef respectively. That's a shiur de'ai raisa because that's Halachol Meshmi Sinai. That's what we call a shiur de'ai raisa. Rabbi Yishai Kedaiti, Rabbi Yishai l'shita soy. And where do we see this? Rabbi Yishai do Amar. Rabbi Yishai he says Oichel Eser Bizman Hazeh. If a person eats something aser bizman hazeh, he made a mistake. He ate chilev, for example, nowadays, and that means that he's going to have to bring a carbon when the Beis Hamikdash comes. Zarech l'shanis l'fon of his hashirin. We have to teach him what the shir of iser is. Shema yamid bezin acher v'yishan all of his hashirim. Maybe another pass is going to get up, and they're going to change the shir of iser. V'yehi yedeya mazeh shir achal, and he's going to know what shir he ate. He's going to write down in his notebook, I ate a kezayis of chilev. And then later on, if the bezin says that really the iser shir kezayis of eating chilev that's going to be mechayev a carbon is a kibetza, so now he knows that he doesn't have to bring a carbon because he only ate a kezayis. Now we clearly see from here that a later bezdin is actually able to change a shear that was established previously. And that means that Havadu Amar, Rabbi Shai is the one that says, Re'iyah kol shehi, the shear that the Eilas Re'iyah has to be is just the smallest amount of money, whereas Chacham Hein Sha'amru is a Chacham that said, Ma kasef shtei kasef, that's a minimum of one or two, and that it's not a Dai Raisa. Now continuing to discuss, Amrin, they had said that Chazer Be'er Biyachim Adar, Rabbi Yochanan was Chazer from his Shita, and that really the shear is not a Dai Raisa. However, Rabbi Yain and Rabbi Yonason train Amrin, both Rabbi Yain and Rabbi Yonason say, the Loi Chazer Be'er, Rabbi Yochanan was not Chazer from his Shita. How do we see this? We also see from the following. Says, a person could split his chayv, meaning when he's bringing his shalmei chagiga, he could split that into two behemoths. Instead of taking two coins and buying one animal with it, he could buy two separate animals if he wants. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein adam chalik chavaso shtei behemoths. He's not to split his chayv into two animals. Every shalmei chagiga that he buys has to be two kasef. And clearly we see Rabbi Yochanan wasn't chazer from his shita, because if he held that it was just a drabanon, so there's no reason not to buy two animals with those two coins. But from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that those two coins have to be used to purchase one animal, it must mean that the shear is da'iraisa. Now we discuss in Shalmei Chagiga with Machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding if a person wants to buy a lot of Shalmei Chagiga, what type of money does he have to use? So Shem Lakish says b'shem Chizkiya, Adam Teifel Behemos L'Behema Ve'in Adam Teifel Ma'ais L'Ma'a. A person could attach animals to an animal, but not money to money. In other words, when a person is buying multiple Shalmei Chagiga, one of them, the first one, is only allowed to be purchased with money of Chulin. That's what we'll call his main Shalmei Chagiga. And all other animals that he wants to add on, they're allowed to be purchased with money of Maaser Sheni. And that's what he means, attaching animals to an animal. The first animal has to be pure Chulin money, and the rest of them are allowed to be Maaser Sheni. And he's not allowed to do Ma'is to Ma'a, which means if he wants to buy multiple animals, let's say the price of each one of them is 3 coins, he can't take one coin and that be Chulin and the other coins Maaser Sheni. That's not allowed to be done. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, Adam Teufel Ma'is Lama, Ve'ein Adam Teufel Behemos L'Behema. It's the exact opposite, that if a person is buying a lot of Shalmei Chagiga, Rabbi Yochanan holds that none of them are allowed to be purchased exclusively with Maaser Sheni money, as long as some of the funds come from Chulin for every single animal, so the rest of the funds for each one of those animals are allowed to come from Maaser Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Hey Chavida, what's a practical nafkamina? The answer is as follows. Ha'ilufan of Eser Behemos, let's say he has 10 animals that he designated as a Chagiga. Hekev Chamish B'yamtev Arishon, let's say he brought the first 5 on the first day of Yom Tev. V'hamaisar, what about the remaining animals? Ma'ushiyitchas Yom Tev Achrayin, are they allowed to be daichav the last day of Yom Tev? We know that the only animals that are allowed to be brought on Yom Tev itself are either Eilas Re'iyah or Shalmei Chagiga. Those are chiyuvim for Yom Tev, so they're allowed to be brought on Yom Tev. But any other animals are considered just a nedava, they're donations, they're not allowed to be brought on Yom Tev, they would have to be brought on Chol HaMoed. So he has these 10 animals that are designated as a carbon Chagiga, and he brought 5 on the first day of Yom Tev. What about bringing those other 5 on the last day of Yom Tev? So if Crispy Amr, he tells us, Chadamar, one of them says, Daiche, that these remaining 5 animals are Daiche the last day of Yom Tev, and they're allowed to be brought, whereas Charna Amar, the other one says, Enu Daiche, they're not Daiche Yom Tev. And Vlayodin Man Armada, Man Armada, we don't know who holds it with Shita, and Rabza Eira says, Nefarash Mulahin Drabanin Min Milehin. Let's explain what the Rabbanin say based off of something else they say, meaning let's look at the Shitas of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and we'll have an answer. Rabbi Yechon and Du Amar, Adam Teufel Ma'is Lama, Rabbi Yechon, who I just said before, that person could add money onto money, and Ain Adam Teufel Behemoth Labahema, but he can't add Behemoth onto Behema. And as we just explained, that means that when he's buying different Shalmei Chagiga, every single one of them has to be purchased with at least a little bit of Chulin money. So who do Amar? Daiche. He's the one that says that these remaining animals that he has are Daiche last day of Yom Tev. That's because each and every animal is considered a real Shalmi Chagiga, because they were actually purchased with Chulin money. You're right, some additional money was added on for Maaser Sheni, but at least the base amount was Chulin money, so that's considered like a regular Shalmi Chagiga, that's Daichi Yamtef. Whereas Shmuel Lakish to Amar, Shmuel Lakish says, Adam Teufel Behemus LeBehema, in Adam Teufel Mais Lama, that animals could be tacked onto each other, so who do Amar Eino Daichi? He says it's not Daichi, because really, only the animals which he purchased solely with Chulin money, those are considered Shalmi Chagiga, but all other animals that were purchased with Maaser Sheni money that were being added onto and they're just coming along with his original Shalmi Chagiga, those aren't considered Shalmi Chagiga in and of themselves, and therefore if the main Shalmi Chagiga was brought on the first day of Yom Tif, all the other additional ones are not really considered Shalmi Chagiga, because again, they weren't purchased with Chulin money, and so they're not allowed to be brought on the last day of Yom Tif. We just continue explaining Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Hey Omer Alf on the top, Shem Bar Vah says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam hu Maisif Ha'alech V'Daichas Yom Tif. He's allowed to always add on more animals, and he's allowed to be Daichas Yom Tif and continue bring these animals even on the last day of Yom Tif, on Shiyomar, until he says, Oid Ein B'dati L'Hosef, I don't have an intention to add on anymore. In other words, if on the first day of Yom Tif, he's bringing a number of Shalmi Chagiga, and then he says, you know what, that's it, I don't have any more Shlamim to bring, so all other animals that he potentially might have brought, those lose their status as Shalmi Chagiga, and they're not allowed to be brought anymore the last day of Yom Tif. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.